This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing. Today I want to talk to you about multidimensionality in your marketing. What does that mean? Well, it takes a lot to market a practice. It's not just one thing. Let me give you an example of how we do our marketing and just what it takes for us to find attorneys that want to work with us. So we send out an email newsletter several times a week. That has to be written, thought of, the topics decided, and all that. In order to do that, we have to build a list. So we have to find attorneys that are willing to receive email in various states and cities and all that, and exclude ones that may be in states and cities where we're not likely to get them. You know, maybe Montana or more remote areas where there's not enough money, or that attorneys really don't practice that much. And there are some places like that in the United States. We have to make sure the information's correct, the emails are right. Emails change all the time. When we do send emails, sometimes they bounce. Again, sometimes people's emails change. People retire, they move, they say they're not interested, there's spam filters and all that. So that's one big thing we do. Then we have Facebook marketing. We put up ads on Facebook. We have to make offers on things that we think attorneys will be interested in, that will be useful to them and relevant and helpful. So we have to come up with a copy for that stuff. We have to place ads. We have to choose who, where, what, and when, and how much budget to advertise. We have to, if an attorney such as yourself decides to download something or listen to it, we track that, and then we want to get in contact with them to see if there's interest, so we do that. Then we started looking at Twitter. We've tested some advertising there. We've tested some on LinkedIn. We now do a physical newsletter that gets emailed out to a portion of the list that looks interested. You know, some of you may be getting that in the mail. I speak at conferences. That's important, different legal conferences that come up. I get to fly out there, do consultations by phone. There's quite a lot that goes into marketing Speakeasy. And so how's this relevant to you? Well, guess what? Same thing goes for your law practice. If you're hoping that, I'll just rank number one for these keywords, you know, Los Angeles personal injury lawyer, Houston divorce attorney, and you think it's over and done with, and you're going to get all these clients and life will be good. Well, unfortunately, it's not nearly that easy. What does it take for a law firm to really excel? Well, it takes quite a bit of content, meaning articles on their website, to cover all facets of questions that people have about the law. You can't just have one generic article and hope that that's going to serve everyone that comes to your website. It's not. You better be answering dozens and hundreds of questions that people have, because if you don't, your competitors' websites will. Believe me, they will. Some of them are our clients, and some of them are definitely savvy enough to put tons of articles and content on their site. Then there's reviews. The four big spots are Avvo, your own website, Yelp, and Google Maps or Google Plus. Do you have reviews in those places? Do you have positive reviews? How many reviews do you have versus your competitors? Extremely important. People rely a lot on online reviews when gauging whether to hire somebody, you know, to even call an attorney and look at them. I do. I know you do. When you go out to eat, not all of you, but I'm sure a bunch look at reviews of restaurants. Do you want to try the Mexican restaurant that has 2 stars, or would you rather go to the one with 4.5 stars? Do you want to go to that Starbucks down the road that has 1 star because they're so bad? Or do you want to go to the one that's a bit further away that has 5 stars and you know the people are really great? Same thing with dry cleaners, with attorneys, with CPAs, doesn't matter. Reviews are huge. Now, what else can we have? How about press releases? How about appearances on TV, in magazines, in related legal media? Do you have that? Are you board certified? Do you have field sobriety training? Do you have family law certifications? If you're an injury, are you a $1 million advocate? I mean, there's accolades, there's badges, all those things go into crafting your image online. Do you have those? Well, those are important, and those take time and effort to get. Then your website. Does it have a modern design? Or does it look old, like it hasn't been updated in years? Is the copyright up to date? Are your terms of service and your privacy policy up to date? Do you constantly work on your site, or does it sit there growing cobwebs with no additions to content for the past 6 months or year? Does it look right? Does it navigate well on mobile? Mobile is now 70% of all website visitors and climbing. It's getting to a saturation, but it's now the predominant way. So if I use a tablet, you know, an iPad, what if I use an iPhone? What if I have an Android or a Windows phone? Can I see your site? Does it look garbled? Are things on top of each other? So that's important to realize too. Now you have all that. What about YouTube? Do you have videos there? How about referrals? Do you send out a newsletter to past clients? And on and on and on and on. So it takes quite a bit to effectively market a law practice. You can't just do one thing. You can't just rely on Google rankings. And you certainly can't be one-dimensional if you want to succeed. So if you want to know how are you doing compared to how you should be doing in order to get the business that you want, that level, to get to that next level and beat your competitors, call us. We can do a strategy session where we'll go over your marketing and find holes in it and opportunities to improve, point those out to you, and then you can decide if you want to have us do it for you, you want to do it yourself, or you want to have your current vendor do it. Your choice. To do so, it's a 15-minute phone call. Call 888-225-8594 to schedule it, or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.